is Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime for you. Player, player.
By DJ. Player, player.
Thanks for tuning in to ROTPOD. It's myself, Mr. B, and I'm going to start adding some stuff to the Rot Pod page. So I'm going to say for now, keep it short and simple. Find everything, links, email, how to get a hold of myself, Mr. B and DJ, at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. What about you, DJ? Got anything to add?
No, sir. Like you said it, sir. You know, check us out on rollingofftrackpodcast.com. And if you guys have any trouble, again, you can Google us. And other than that, yeah.
Player, player.
Player, player.
Yep, yep. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. As always, Rolling Off Track. Starting off with tech stories, what we're doing, what's on our mind, and just going off from there. As always, so thanks for joining us. And just, I don't know, buddy. How was your week? How was your week?
Oh man, dude, it was long. Lots of work. For Friday night, man, I got invited to go DJ a party for one of my buddies. He was throwing a party at his house, and it ended up being just a rager, man. And
pretty good.
At the time of my life, brother. I honestly did, man. It was the best gig that I ever DJed, bro. I had the fucking most fun. Like, everybody was real cool. They were supportive as shit and, like, appreciative as fuck, dude. Like, it was the best show I've ever played. Like, I wasn't even a show. It was just, you know, a party at a house, but it was fucking cool, man.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, I mean, it was, dude, it was a night to remember for sure, bro.
So it was one of those nights where you just, it's not like
everything
you went right. Yeah, you didn't have, like, any pressure. It just went all good, huh?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I did muff up once because I hadn't DJed in a little bit. You know what I mean? So, but that's all right. You know, we went there, we hung out, had fun, dude. Everybody was just mad cool and just awesome, good people, man. So we're going to do it again, this weekend.
This weekend? So every weekend? Do something every weekend?
Yeah, we're going to try, man. You know what I mean? Get my shit out there and get my ass up and out of the studio and try and involve myself in other things. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, did that and, we did a 420, event, I guess.
420 Easter. Oh, it was Easter too, huh?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's crazy.
Did you like my Facebook post, dude? I was like, smoke one for Jesus. I don't know if many people like that, but you know what? It's a fucking joke. So, you know, yeah, we went and played a 420 event for a smoke shop of a really good buddy of mine and me, DJed.
For JC?
And, yes, sir, DJ P.
DJ P. DJ P giving shout out to JC on Easter. You get it, JC?
JC.
Would you say light one for JC?
Oh, yeah.
JC. What would Jesus do, JC?
Man, you know what he would do? He would spark up a fucking joint.
Right? Walk out that cave like a man.
Because it's from the earth, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah.
It's the green stuff from the earth. Earth. Yep. Do you know any 420 songs?
420 songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a 420 song for you.
Do you?
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can see if we can get it here, brother. We got some Bob Marley up in the building because you know you got to support the Bob.
Bob Marley on Easter and 420 Weaster Day, buddy.
I'm gonna smoke a ganja on the
snap, smoke the ganja.
You know how that goes, bro. So, you know. We're doing it proper for Easter, you know what I mean?
For JC.
For JC. Smoke one for JC.
Player, player.
Player, player.
I got one for you, ready?
Yes, sir. That method?
That's M-E-T, buddy. M-E-F. It's the good stuff, man.
M-E-T-H-O-D, man.
Yep. So, cool. Enough with the Weaster Day. Weaster. Had a good weekend, too. Had a good week. Just ate a lot of food, a lot of desserts, a lot of homemade cooking. Just a lot of everything, man. A lot of...
I got a native buddy with me here tonight, man. He goes, hey, buddy, did you get that fry bread?
Got the fry bread, the tortillas, yes, sir, with everything.
He says, all day, cussing.
Yeah, even with the leftovers, you wrap that in the tortillas or fry bread and just munch.
Hell yeah.
You don't even have to heat it up?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, it's just a lot of food this weekend, and it was a good weekend.
Hell yeah, brother, hell yeah.
Cool. Another thing I did, we watched Heaven Is For Real. It's a new release that came out in theaters. Heaven Is For Real with that little boy, and he almost experiences he almost dies on the operating table, but he doesn't. He experiences a near-death experience.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good movie. One thing I can say is, Art, first of all, it's a real good movie. If you want to go check out a flick. Second, I've read the book, because there is a book about it. So the book gives more detail, more than the movie. So if you like how they feel and what they're going through and all their troubles that they're going through, it's just more detail in the book. The movie, it kind of explains a little bit, but not as much as the book. So that's all I can say about that, is the book gives more detail. If you do like the movie, then I would suggest reading the book, because the book is much, much, much better.
Wow, so honestly, you thought much better
than... Yeah, just because it gave more detail. I wanted to give some more, explanation and detail to Mrs. B, but I'm gonna have her, she wants to read the book also, so I'm gonna wait for her to read it. Cause there was some questions and some different reactions than you would receive from the movie.
Yeah.
But it would be a different reaction if you read the book, just because it gave more detail. So I don't know if you can understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is a good movie. If you do like it, I suggest reading the book, because the book is really good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, then on TV, I watch Contact. Do you remember Contact?
Contact, nah.
With Jodie Foster and Matthew McConaughey.
Is it a good one?
Where they receive like a radio signal from outer space, and they decode the signal, and it tells them to build some kind of transport. And what? She ends up talking to aliens and stuff like that.
No shit, like the Coneheads.
Coneheads. not really that type of aliens. More like it's a different type of aliens. So you never seen Contact before?
Contact of the Fifth Element or some shit like
1997.
Ooh, buddy, that was when I was nine.
When you were nine?
I was nine. 97, I think.
97, player.
Yeah, I was nine. Oh, my native homie's begging on me. He says he was 17.
Yeah, 17. Contact. If you want to check it out, it's I think it shows on TV every now and then.
Man, is it on Netflix? It is. Oh shit! Well, this nigga says it's on Netflix. I'm gonna have to check it out.
Okay, yeah, check it out. It's pretty good. If you're into technology too, just the way they build it and just the way they decode the messages, it's pretty interesting. So check it. Contact, old school. And I played some Forza Motorsport 4.
Oh shit, yeah.
For the 360, and I It's pretty good. I've only played the first and second one, and it's been a while since I played the Forza. I'm all into the Need for Speed and the Grid, so I got used to the controls and everything on that one. So it took me a couple of tries to get used to the Forza again.
My buddy says with the Xbox One, you can actually drive it, like with the Kinect.
Oh, okay, so you put your hands in the air?
Yeah, you put your hands in the air like you're driving.
Player. Yeah, I think for the Xbox One, that's the Forza 5.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah,
so 360 only goes up to number 4. So I played that and pretty good. Played it on manual transmission and simulation driving.
Yes, sir.
So you know, like when you hit the wall or when you hit a car, and it if you hit on the right side, then you damage it a lot, then it starts pulling to the right. So real simulation, buddy. That's how I drive. So.
Oh, shit.
Oh, snap.
My headphones.
Cool. Yeah, Forza came out in 2011. It's been 3 years.
Did you get down on the Halo 4, brother?
Halo 4?
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance this weekend, but I do have it, though.
Hell yeah.
Does your buddy play it?
He says he play. Yeah, we used to go to his house all the time and play. He's my neighbor across the way, dude. His gamer tag's Bodie 420.
Bodie?
Yeah, Bodie. B-O-D-I-E 420.
Oh, okay.
He said, let's get down.
Let's get down. Yeah, sounds good. I'll add him after this.
Sweet.
Bodie 420, and just let him know it's out on the internet right now.
It's out on the internet. Yeah. He says, hell yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's about it right now. If I remember anything, then I'll say something during the podcast.
Sweet.
Player. So what up, DJ? What you do, DJ P?
Shit, brother. You know what? I watched the Goonies like fucking 5 times in a row, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Dude. I was thinking about my neighbor, man, and we always used to watch that shit at his house, and we'd be joking about it because Sloth, he'd be. Rocky Road, you know? So you know what I mean. It was kind of like an inside joke for us and shit like that. So I watched that about like 5-6 times last week. I actually watched Pineapple Express like 6 fucking times in a row, dude.
Yeah, that's a good movie too, man.
Yeah. And there's like parts that you don't really get, you know what I mean? Like until like you watched it a couple times, you're like, oh shit, I didn't notice that, or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's one of those movies you do have to you. You don't get everything. If you don't get everything at once, then if you keep watching it, then you pretty soon you'll get everything, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, man, I did the Pineapple Express, the Goonies, and now I'm on How High.
How High.
Yes, sir. We met the man in red, man, tearing it up.
Yo, and they smoked that dead guy.
Hell yeah.
Smoked the dead guy.
So I'm trying to figure out what my next move's going to be, man. I don't know what my next movie's going to be. I'm shit, man. Not even gonna lie.
Does it have to be a stoner movie?
No, it doesn't have to be a stoner movie. Like, I have a bunch of movies, you know what I mean? I got like, dude, I like classic movies and shit like that. I got Dennis the Menace. I got with some Edward. I've got some Beetlejuice on Blu-ray, dog. So it's in real high def, you know what I mean? On a 1080p.
What about some Rambo?
I don't have no Rambo, brother. But I'm pretty sure I might be able to get it on Netflix. My internet's been real shoddy, dude, so it's been real hard on the Netflix, dude. I haven't been able to sign on much.
What about Rocky?
No.
No Rocky? No Sylvester? No Stallone movies?
No Stallone movies, bro. But you know, I got that Tony Montana, man.
Oh, okay.
I got that Scarface.
Scarface.
So yeah, you know what I mean. I got the Scarface. I got a Grumpy Old Man. Snatch. Yeah, I've seen Snatch a shit ton of times. Two for the Money is a pretty good movie. That's with Matthew McConaughey and, it might be, Al Pacino. It might be in, I'm not too sure.
Al Pacino.
Oh, Talladega Nights. Oh shit. My buddy points out Talladega Nights.
Bobby.
Ricky Bobby.
Remember on, Pineapple Express? He's, I'm glad I dipped my pen in your ink.
I was like, yeah, dude, I definitely did my pen and company in, bro, and I'm glad. Oh, New Jack City, man, that's a classic. That's 1987, bro. That's before my time.
What about The Heat?
I don't have The Heat.
You don't have The Heat? Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen it, though?
That's with Samuel L. Jackson, right?
No, that's with Remember they robbed the bank?
Robert De Niro and Al Pacino?
Yeah. Robert De Niro.
He said they robbed a bank. They don't like each other. Oh, yeah? Oh, crazy. I'm going to have to check it out, man. I like Batman. Dude, what's up with the Batman Begins? I love the dude that played the Joker, man, that fucking killed himself, Heath Ledger. That was his best goddamn movie. I'm sorry, man, to put it out like that, but you know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry, dog. I mean, it happens to the best of them, bro. You know? I'm not bagging on him. Yeah, he's the best goddamn actor ever, dude. For sure. So. Michael Keaton, he says.
That's the first Batman, huh?
Oh, he's talking about the fucking Poison Ivy and all that shit, dog. Catwoman and shit, dog.
Not Michelle Pfeiffer, Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah, the Penguin. Batman Returns. That's right.
Yeah, Batman Returns, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Then back a couple years later, Val Kilmer comes out fucking trying to be like all Batman.
This guy. Do you hear him, Mr. B?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Can you hear him?
Yeah.
Hey, you can't forget about old Schwarzenegger, bro, trying to be Mr. Freeze, dog. Mr. Freeze. After fucking Robin. Oh, Robin, what's his name?
That other guy, Robin, same stuff. But you can't, if you're really a comic book fan and you really like Batman, if you look at his cape, it's black on front and yellow on the bottom. Real Robin had yellow on the top, black on the bottom.
Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah, if you really like comic books and you really like Batman and you really love all that stuff, you don't know that's not the real Robin. The real Robin had yellow on the top, black on the bottom.
He didn't have green, did he? He had green.
He had green to cover his eyes. Green footwear, green, you know. So,
this fucking guy, bro.
Yellow, go back and read that. If you like, way back, move back.
Hell yeah.
Books,
is that true, Mr. B?
I can barely hear him.
Oh, we're talking about the Batman and the Robin and how
his colors?
Yeah, his colors, yeah. We're like black on the bottom and yellow on top.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he said that the real Robin's not the same as the one that they put in the movie with Homeboy that you just mentioned.
Yup.
Hell yeah, brother. We're sitting here having some Batman chat.
It's
turning into Batman chat. Dude, this is a Batcave. I'm gonna call it the Batcave. This is, you know, we in the Batcave.
So DJ Problems in the Batcave tonight.
And I got Captain Save-A-Ho with me, though. Oh, shit. We in the Batcave with DJ Problems and Captain Save-A-Ho. this my dude, man. He's down.
That's some 90s movies.
Some 90s movies.
And you laid off the Matrix, huh?
Oh, yeah, dude. I was doing the Matrix for a while, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, it seems like it's a blur, Mr. B. You know, I honestly, brother, it's kind of nice, man. Like, I'm going to sit here and talk about it with you, bro, if you don't mind me rambling for a little bit.
Yep.
It's good. Oh, what the fuck? I didn't even know what the fuck I was going to talk about. God damn. Dude. Never mind, Mr. B.
Never mind. Jesus.
Anyways.
yeah. So, in May, there's going to be a couple games that'll be pretty good. Mario Golf World Tour for the 3DS.
Yeah.
Do you like playing golf games?
I do like playing golf, man. I want to get me one for the PS3.
Oh,
can
yeah.
Can you recommend any good ones?
The one I've tried, it's not really like professional, but it's the, what is that? If I figure out the name, I'll tell you. But the other one is
Tiger Hood.
No, that was that one. That one is pretty good, but that one's more like real life golf simulation.
Oh, it's realistic?
Yeah, realistic. So the other one, the one I'm thinking about is Hot Shots. That one is a more fun.
PS Vita?
It's also for PS3 too.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, but I played it on the PS3 and the Vita, and they're both pretty good. It's pretty fun. But the Tiger Woods is more realistic.
Realistic.
Yeah. So, and another one that people should be anticipating is the Mario Kart 8 for the Wii U.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, Mario Kart. Goes back to the olden days, buddy.
Hell yeah.
Talking 90s.
Hey, brother, my buddy asks, Mr. B, do you remember playing the first Mario Brothers on Nintendo?
Yeah, I still remember that.
So what's going on in the box offices this weekend, Mr. B?
I was going to add one more thing to what your buddy was saying. The old school games where you can't save at any point. You know, you die. Yeah. You go back to the first. You go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Those are some hard games.
He's shaking his head saying, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, he says Legend of Zelda.
Legend of Zelda. Yo. Sounds like a long, long game with the gold cartridge.
The gold cartridge?
I think the gold cartridge was like a collector type.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, sir. So, yeah, box office number one, Captain America, 26 mil. Rio 2, 22 mil. Heaven is for Real, 21 mil. Transcendence, 11. Number 5, A Haunted House 2, with your boy, Marlon Wayans, 9 mil. And, yeah, that's the top 5.
Draft day.
Draft day number 6. So you haven't gone to the theaters yet, DJ?
Oh, man, dude, I'm not even going to lie, man. I don't go out much. Well, you know, I do go out much, but I just... Oh, dude, so many other things going on, man. I wish I could hit the theaters. My dude, my buddy's chanting fucking Benny the Jet Rodriguez. Okay, because at the bottom of our little... At the bottom of our website page, there is a picture of the Sandlot movie. And so... When I was younger, dude, when I was like 16 and shit, and I used to go over to his house, they'd call me fucking Benny the Jet. He's like, "Don't you look like Benny the Jet?" I'm like, "Nigga, fuck you." This dude, and so till this day, they refer to me as Benny the Jet Rodriguez, and I'm like, "Yo, that's not me, man." So
when you're younger, you look like him.
I guess so, bro, because he's sitting there giggling like a little schoolgirl, bro, and they're sticking to their guns about it. Like, dude, that's you. Every time Sandlot comes on, they're like, "Hey, that's you." And I'm like, "No, it ain't, man." They're like, "That's you, dog. Look, that's you and everything with your fucking chucks and everything."
Player.
Oh, shit.
Yes, sir. Netflix going to raise its prices $1 or $2 depending on the market.
Really? Yep. So it's going to go from 8 to 10 or 8 to 9?
Yes, sir.
Nice. Hopefully they're going to put new movies on.
If they do, they should put new movies on, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Instead of
waiting 28 days later, right?
Or at least get the movies quicker.
Yeah.
I'd buy that for a dollar. RoboCop? Nobody? Player.
RoboCop. Man, dude, I want to still see that because it still looks like a dope movie, man. I honestly haven't had time.
What was the Rock Pod? What'd you say? How he scored?
Oh, Rot Stars? Is that what I called it?
Rot Pod Stars? I'm gonna have to listen. Rot Pod Stars.
Was it Rot Pod Stars?
Yeah, that's action and all that. If you're into action and stuff like that, if you like the first RoboCop movie, that's a 5 out of 5 Rot Pod Stars, buddy.
Yeah. No, the newest one that came out. Yeah.
Player. Comcast bills lower 2.4 mil by scammers who access billing system. So there's these two guys, they hacked Comcast, they got a employee's ID number and password and all that stuff, and the people that were paying Comcast, the customers, they actually got their bill lowered. So when they got their bills lowered, some of the money was going to these two guys, and now they're going to jail right now.
Wow, man. The hackers are going to jail? Mr. B?
Yeah. It says he could face up to 57 to 115 years in prison.
Good God.
For hacking Comcast. I bet the customers were real happy on getting lowered bills.
Whoa. Our bill's like a fucking $100, yo. And they're like, "It's only $80 this month. What the hell happened? Y'all watch TV?" "Nah, it don't even matter, dude. The bill's low. Just pay it." They're like, "All right, word." So, you know, I mean, hey, you never know, man, you know.
That would suck if Comcast came back and said, do you guys need to pay the what you guys..."
Oh, that would be tainted, dude. Yeah. That would be tainted. Oh, man, dude. If anybody out there fucking... give me a Game Boy, please. And give me the Mario Brothers. Dr. Mario. Dr. Mario, man.
Back to the 80s, Nintendo's Game Boy, the original one, the first one, turns 25 today.
88? Well, I mean, not 88, but I mean, probably 89 or something, right?
25, 80, 89? Yeah. Yeah, probably 88 or 89.
Somewhere around there, in between those two.
What about how big it was? How big it had it was?
Remember how many batteries it took? Like eight?
It took eight.
No, it didn't.
No, it took four. Four batteries. Oh, okay.
Oh, don't make me buy a Game
Boy. Don't buy a Game Boy, nigga.
Hey, DJ.
Yo.
I still have mine, man.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, man, Mr. B.
Instagram it.
Oh, please do, brother. Please do.
With some of the games that I have to.
And he says how many batteries it took just to prove a point prove DJP wrong.
I'll take different angle picks.
Oh, damn. I'm going to put on blast.
Yeah, that thing was close to 8 ounces.
Damn, dude. That's
2.5-inch screen. That thing was big, huh?
How does it feel to hold the Game Boy, Mr. B? I bet you it's the coolest fucking thing ever, man. My buddy wants to know, were you a Tetris fan?
Yeah, that's because when you grow up not having any money, that's the game that came with it. So that's the only thing we played. But it was a good game, though. It was real good.
He says, do you remember after you get to 100,000 points when the rocket would come up after you die?
Like the fireworks?
The fireworks? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Play-a.
He says, hell yeah.
You know me, DJP.
Hell yeah, yeah.
Play-a.
Hell yeah.
Nike is ditching the fuel band hardware. They're going to focus on software. So no more fit bands, no more hardware stuff. They're just going to concentrate on making software for a bunch of hardware stuff. Does that make sense?
So, like for phones and shit like that?
Yeah.
Like kind of what those smaller companies are doing with all the little connections that they have for the phones and the cases and shit like that?
Yes, sir. Ooh. Got it, DJ. DJP.
Mr. B.
420. Give a shout out to JC again, DJ.
Hey, JC, what up, what up? Smoke one for the big nigga. I'm just being real, you know what I mean?
being real. Hey, what's this? Shout out to this guy, Shane Lewis, on Twitter. He's been tweeting, retweeting, favoriting the Rap Pod, buddy. Shout out to Shane Lewis. What? Rap Pod? And to your boy, DJ. Or not to your boy, to your girl, Jaden420.
Oh, yeah, we got some shout outs from her, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, what up?
What up?
Put one in the air.
Yeah. Domino's Pizza is going to start accepting Google Wallet payments. Is that tight or what?
That's dope. I don't even know what that means, man.
You just, the phones that have NFC chip. When you go to Domino's, you don't have to use your card or cash or nothing. You just hold your phone up to the register and it takes money out of your Google Wallet automatically.
That's pretty dope, man. It's convenient.
And for the people that have Apple TVs, they're going to be adding 3 more channels for streaming. It's going to be A&E, History Channel, and Lifetime.
Ooh.
Lifetime,
get your Golden Girls fix on. What?
Golden Girls. What channel is that show on?
I'm gonna guess it's on Lifetime.
Golden Girls.
you got the old mom's, what's her name? Oh, dude, we're not going to talk about the damn Golden Girls. God damn it. Shut up, nigga. God damn it.
Your buddy was getting into it, man.
Man, he started trying to name off some shit. He's still trying to name. Yo, yeah, I had to watch it with, you know, the moms and the grandma, you know what I mean? I had to watch it with them, so it's like.
Play a player.
Hey, I get old school with it. I can't get old school. I'll fucking watch some Lifetime if you want. You know what I mean? I'm fucking that. I'm that sophisticated. I know what Lifetime's about. Yo, you remember Unsolved Mysteries, bro?
Yep.
Oh, shit. He says the guy from Star Trek.
He was.
Oh, yo. No, that was Rescue 911. We already talked about that, bro. Rescue 911 was William Shatner. And dude, we gotta handle this right now, Mr. B. We gotta Google this up. Who was the cat hoster of Unsolved Mysteries? No, that's William Shatner.
No, it's not.
It is Rescue 911 is William Shatner.
Rescue
911
came back in the
80s. I'm telling you, homie.
We're gonna Robert Google Stack. His name is Unsolved Mysteries. Robert Stack.
Then what was the Then what was Rescue 911?
Rescue 911 was fucking William Shatner, dog.
No, it was.
I put that on.
Oh, yes, it was. She's wrecking. Yes.
Right. I put that on a moose knuckle, dog.
Okay. Because he's like, oh, Rescue. Now we get to
Yo, he still looks like he does in the Priceline commercials, huh?
He does, man. He does.
Ba-doom-tsh.
Whatever,
Dad. Shit, man. We're fucking stupid, bro. We're rolling off trap podcast, brother.
Yes, sir. William Shatner.
Yes, sir. So William Shatner was...
All right. Bow down.
Back to the Golden Girls.
Back to the... He says... Oh, fuck.
With Bridge...
This guy.
Yep, yep. All right, here's a cool app for the iPhoners. Ready?
All right, I'm ready to hear this, Mr. B.
It's an app that never lets you shoot vertical video ever again. Did you ever hear about that or get into that conversation with anybody about shooting video vertical?
I did not know. I guess
people on the internet, they were getting frustrated and they didn't really like video that was shot vertically. So the one tip that they gave out to everybody was to shoot your video horizontally, just because it comes out better and you just see video everywhere shot horizontally, like 16:9 or 4:3. So they were trying to get everybody to shoot video the right way instead of shooting it horizontally.
Stop shooting the videos horizontal. Sorry, bro. I'm putting my mic real close to my face. I'm pulling the Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby.
I thought it was fucking funny to me. Everything ended up fine, you know what I mean?
And the app is called Horizon.
Horizon.
Horizon for the iPhone. So it just helps you shoot video horizontally from now on instead of shooting vertical.
So it lets you do basically like the panoramic screen or whatever, like panoramic shot?
Yeah.
Instead of just a vertical only shot.
Yep, yep.
Hell yeah. My friend says FD iPhone. You know what, man? I got an iPhone, god damn it. What do you got? Huh?
Did he say nothing?
Yeah. Every time, okay, Mr. V, I'm gonna tell you about some shit. Every time this guy comes over with a brand new phone, it don't last more than a week. He gets some huge ass badass phones, yo. I'm like, man, dude, get a case for that. Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. Then he's like, hey, call me on my house phone, dog. What happened to your phone? Oh shit, it got broke. Stolen.
What's the last phone you had?
What's the last phone you had? He said the new Motorola Droid. Through Verizon.
Droid Max?
Droid Max? Yeah, he said, yeah.
Oh, snap.
Oh, he says, oh, snap.
That was a good phone, man.
Dude, it was a good phone.
It was a good phone.
Until it got stolen.
Yo.
Insurance, buddy. Insurance. I pay $10 a month. I don't know. Mr. B, do you pay insurance on your phone?
No.
I swear to God, it's like $10 a month. If it gets stolen and broke, Verizon. Well, I'm pretty sure you gotta pay a fee, but you know what I mean? Like, dude, you gotta pay something back. Well, you can't just get a free phone because someone stole your shit. So I gotta have to pay like a whole fucking $650 for a brand new phone, right?
Yeah.
So you only pay $100 instead of $650.
Exactly, but that's cool how you paying $10 and I pay $100.
Well, no, I mean, I pay $10 a month, but I mean, because if you don't have insurance, then you have to pay the whole fucking price, right? Yeah, is that how it works?
I have insurance.
We're having deep debate over here, Mr. B. No, we're not on the same page. I pay $10 a month for insurance, and that covers damages and all that shit.
Well, I'm on the family.
I don't know what the fuck that means. We're talking about some shit right now, Mr. B. Goddamn. We're
getting out of
control. We have some tinnitus drops. This guy's got some 40s of OE, bro. Okay.
Player.
You know what I mean? We're just, we're rolling off track. We're definitely rolling off track, dude.
Yeah.
Shit.
So, the DJ does, those action cameras. Remember the one you were looking at?
Yeah, the Hero.
The Hero, yeah. So they got, six to one, the best ones from 6 to 1. And I don't know, the best one is the Hero, the GoPro.
The GoPro Hero is the best, Hero 3, huh?
Yeah, that's the best one.
Yes, sir.
And real quick, sixth place was the Ion Air Pro 3. I've never heard of this one, have you?
No, sir, I have not. But it looks pretty cool, right?
Yeah, they all look almost the same, like real small. Yeah, number five is a Drift Ghost S. I've never heard of this one either. Fourth place, Garmin Verb, V-I-R-B.
The Vibe.
Same
the
thing.
The Vibe.
These are all action cameras. So, what's the third? Third place is a Sony Action Cam.
Let me ask you this. Will it withstand a toss out of a fucking plane? Because I've seen a GoPro get tossed out of the back of a skydiving plane while a guy jumped out with it, and it was flying to the ground. And as soon as it hit the ground, still playing. Still not playing. Even a skip.
Yeah. I got something real quick about that, but the second place is a JVC action cam. And then the first one, of course, like I said, was the GoPro Hero 3, the new one. So, yeah, the one you're talking about, I've seen on local news here in Albuquerque that somebody lost a GoPro out of a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And so many months later, it landed on a farm in a pig pen.
Yeah, exactly. And the pigs were chewing on it. And
chewing on it. And then finally, the guy that owned the place, he finally found it, and I guess he returned it to the guy or whatever.
Yeah, and it lasted.
Yep, and it did last.
The footage was on there and everything. It didn't skip. It didn't dent. It didn't break it or nothing.
Yep, yep.
So, yeah, it was dope, dude. On YouTube, and you know, like all these. I mean, I don't know. They're roughly around the same price, right, Mr. B? The Sony one is about $270, but the other ones still run about $400. I mean, even the Garmin's $400. You know?
Yeah. But I guess for the more bang for your buck is probably just get the GoPro, right?
Yeah, yeah. You might as well get the GoPro and just. I mean, GoPro's known. They do epic shit. I mean, they're face of everything. You know what I mean? GoPro is really making an impact on any type of community, you know, from people just life experiences to like epic ass shit, you know, snowboarding, jumping out of planes, crazy stuff, you know, so.
Bike riding and all that stuff.
Endless possibilities, brother.
And this is their third one, Hero 3. So then you know how they went 1, 2, 3. So they've had some experience and all that, making it better.
Right.
So get the GoPro number one.
Yeah, yeah, get the GoPro, best bang for your buck.
Yeah, yeah.
Well worth it, well worth it. I'm going to invest in one and we can do some talk about that as soon as I am able to get one.
Yep, yep.
Well, GoPro, Mr. B.
GoPro Rock Pod. Just talk about money. It costs the Galaxy S5 $256 to make and they sell it for $660. How's that for bang for your buck? It's crazy, huh?
Hey, man, the profit margin is large.
Yeah, just putting the parts all together and just adding up everything comes out to around 250. Playa. Are we talking about Comcast?
Yeah.
Comcast soon to launch its own Wi-Fi-powered mobile service. Do you know how they're doing it?
How's that?
It's going to be done by all the customers that have Comcast. So if you're a Comcast customer, you're most likely going to have a modem with Wi-Fi on it.
Yeah.
So if you're driving through a neighborhood and you're a Comcast customer, you can log into your credentials and everything for Comcast on the app, and the app will automatically search around the neighborhood for people with Comcast modems, and you'll be able to connect to their modem without them knowing about it. Do you get it?
No, I don't like that.
Yeah, it kind of sounds... It does sound pretty crazy. So if I have Comcast and I have a modem, and of course I have Wi-Fi,
but
so,
you have locks on it though, right?
Yeah, that doesn't matter just because Comcast controls the house modem, and when you're logged into your phone driving around the streets, that app is gonna search for Comcast modems, and it'll automatically connect to it.
Just for internet service?
Just for internet service. That's why they're saying that Comcast is going to soon launch its Wi-Fi powered mobile service by using people's Wi-Fi modems.
But, I mean, isn't that likely to send viruses to people and shit like that? Leaving the open fucking Wi-Fi connection?
I guess if somebody were to try and mess with that stuff like that, they probably could do that. But most likely they found a simple way to connect to it and just use the Wi-Fi instead of connecting to their... The person's home network and stuff.
Oh, so it'd be probably just a guesting, like something like hotels or a like a bagel, like a Einstein Bagels where they have the Wi-Fi open, or like a McDonald's.
Yeah, it's sort of Starbucks. Yeah, I should have said that earlier on, like a guest. Yeah, like a guest.
Okay,
but even
well, that makes more sense. I mean, I can see that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And if they're using the data from that, I think the Comcast should up their broadband. You know.
Right.
Just to make everything fair, just in case somebody's out on the sidewalk using your Wi-Fi and you don't even know it.
Right, yo, hey, what the fuck?
You know, it's very cool DJ.
Mr. B, this is a good podcast, man. I'm kind of tired, but definitely a good podcast, man. Have fun, shot the breeze, joked around, laughed a little bit. It was a good night, man. Had a good podcast tonight.
Yep. I got, of course, there's a bunch of shout outs to the new followers, new listeners. Thanks for listening. Thanks for following. Keep sharing. Sharing is caring on the Rot Pod. Right, get Rot Podded, right, DJ?
Yes, sir. Get Rot Podded. Hashtag what?
And I got one more shout out to Andre Glover on Twitter. He says, I got family out there in the 505. Niner fans too. Niners for life.
Yeah.
What? Check it. And we're talking 90s movies, remember?
Yes, sir.
So a listener commented, she's all that.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. That's old school. With Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah. Freddie Prinze Jr., yeah.
Nicky, Pauly Shore. Oh, what'd you say? Oh, Encino Man. Oh, he says Encino Man.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Encino Man.
Rudy.
Rudy.
He says that was a 90s movie. And the Hoosiers.
Hoosiers. Oh, snap.
He's like, oh, shit, yeah.
Player. Yes, sir. So, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Easter Bunny or Cupid? Any reason. I don't care. Just pick Easter Bunny or Cupid.
All right, I'm gonna do that rabbit. That damn rabbit.
Rabbit.
Give me a lucky foot.
Yes, sir. DJ.
Yes, sir.
Any last words?
Been getting a lot of new followers lately on Twitter and stuff like that. I really appreciate it. Much love and appreciation for that. Working on some stuff, trying to get some mixes out and stuff like that. Getting a lot of new music. Stashing music and saving it for a rainy day to put on some mixes and stuff like that. So, Mr. B and I will keep you guys informed, and thank you guys for listening.